All right, we have some major breaking news. The United States government is less than 12 hours from a brutal shutdown, and Donald Trump is on a panicked rampage. Not only did he just declare war on United States cities, saying that we are at war, but he's also been addicted to the cameras all day, saying insane stuff in order to distract away from the fact that Republicans in Congress can't keep the government funded despite having the Senate, the House, the presidency, and the Supreme Court. Let's just start off with this clip of Donald Trump speaking to generals in Quantico, Virginia today. Before he said that we're at war with our own blue cities, he asked them about Raising Cane's. And this clip is just honestly kind of scary because listen to the way that he's speaking.
Fantastic, by the way. I hope you all agree. If anybody disagrees, could I please have your hand? Who disappears that Raising Cane's is no good? Just raise your hand. I don't see any hands raised. All right. That means you're okay. That means that he's okay now, but I saw his results. You know,
All right, it's time to get you to bed, Grandpa. And then it gets even worse. Then Donald Trump just admitted it regarding the government shutdown. He's hatched this plan, not him, but some of the more extreme, evil, clever people in his administration, like Russell Vought or Stephen Miller, are hatching this plan to use the government shutdown to consolidate even more power. So if it does happen, they can fire federal workers en masse. But what Donald Trump says in this clip is absolutely effing crazy. He's essentially holding a gun to the American people and hoping that Democrats wince. He's saying that he will cut programs, he will cut benefits, he will cut things that Democrats like. In this clip, he says, I'll cut benefits that they like, I'll cut programs that they like. He's trying to say that he's going to hurt the American people so that Democrats will hopefully blink. Let me play this clip for you.
I told you, we have $17 trillion being invested, so the last person that wants to shut down is us now.
Wait, really quickly. When he says he has $17 trillion being invested, that is a lie. He says he's brought in $17 trillion from tariffs. This is not true. That means our deficit would essentially be half paid off, but it's increasing on a monthly basis. This is a lie. $17
trillion? I told you, we have $17 trillion being invested, so the last person that wants to shut down is us now. With that being said, we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. And you all know Russell Vought. He's become very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. So they're taking a risk by having a shutdown because of the shutdown, we can do things medically and other ways, including benefits. We can cut large numbers of people out. We don't want to do that, but...
Okay, throughout all of that word vomit that the President of the United States just spewed, he's essentially saying that Republicans will directly attack benefits, fire workers, and attack programs that, in his eyes, the Democrats love. But in reality, the American people need this. Vulnerable Americans need this. And Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to inflict maximum damage if we do go into a shutdown, which is not the way a leader should lead. And it kind of brings me into this next clip of Donald Trump talking about San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and essentially saying it's a war. Because this is a man who I've watched throughout all of my formative years in high school and college use the most insane, divisive rhetoric, amping up the tension, not to 10, but to 11. No president has ever declared war on cities before until Trump literally sent the National Guard into LA, posted an AI image of Chicago being invaded, and then talked to our top generals in Quantico, Virginia, and said that we are at war with our cities. Yet when I say Trump is an authoritarian or Stephen Miller speaks like a fascist, people say that I'm the divisive one. I just listened to a clip of Donald Trump threatening to take benefits away, take healthcare away from vulnerable Americans, people in my family, people that I know. And when I called that out, I'm the divisive one. By the way, when Trump is talking about Russell Vought here, this is really important because they are hatching this plan. This article describes how Russell Vought, his name just sounds kind of evil. Has anyone seen The Boys? There's Vought Industries or whatever. That's like the bad guys in The Boys. But either way, it talks about how Russell Vought is hatching this plan if there's a government shutdown. Here's where a looming shutdown this time will be far, far different than previous shutdowns in 95, 2013, 2018. According to reports first reported by Politico, OMB Director Russell Vaught instructed agencies to prepare RIFs, reduction in forces, for all employees without separate funding and whose work is, quote, not consistent with the president's priorities. So essentially just fleecing anyone who's not a loyalist. The reduction in force could apply even to employees working in accepted programs. Just a momentary lapse in appropriations, a shutdown that lasts minutes or hours, would give Vaught the power to tell agency leaders to move past the usual furloughs, quote, temporary, non-duty, non-pay status, to reduction in forces being permanently fired. Vaught could choose the programs that the administration has been wanting to eliminate and give a very big haircut to others. The result would be a dramatic, instantaneous shift in the separation of powers. Let me underline this. While the purse is empty, OMB would seize the power of the purse from Congress. The administration could choose to prolong a shutdown for as long as it liked through poison pills and negotiations with congressional Democrats and comb through the government to flatted programs it's been trying to cut. With this prospect looming, the administration has little incentive to do more than shed crocodile tears over a shutdown. So Donald Trump may want the shutdown. I'm just trying to give you guys all sides of it. Donald Trump then goes on stage to try to draw attention away and says this, essentially saying the cities like San Francisco, he mentioned Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles, that it's essentially war.
What they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. Controlling the physical territory of our border is essential to national security. We can't let these people in.
The president of the United States is speaking about American cities, United States cities, and not trying to find solutions or lift them up, but he's saying it's a war from within, saying it's a war from within. That is divisive, inflammatory, and I'm so sick of arguing with people on the news saying, oh, the Democrats are divisive. The Democrats are the ones who are using inflammatory rhetoric. When there's genuinely not a single Democratic politician who would ever speak like this. And Donald Trump posts stuff like this on a daily basis. Just going back to the shutdown, because a lot of this is a distraction from the looming shutdown, which is a culmination of all of the Republican incompetence. The argument on the other side of that is that most Americans will blame this shutdown on Donald Trump. So if he does want to inflict maximum damage, fire workers, and hurt programs that help the American people, then at the end of the day, that is going to hurt him. I don't want that to happen. Nobody wants that to happen, of course, but it's basically him being hoisted by his own petard. We know he's a terrible leader in times of tragedy or in times of, you know, turmoil, I'd say rather. And he creates all of these different times of turmoil. So when the tariffs are just kicking in, when all of this is happening and Trump has a government shutdown where he accelerates his fascistic power takeover, it's not going to be good for him. Democrats also can then gain more leverage. We can use this all as a larger leverage play to make simple demands. Healthcare for the American people, less ICE raids, or at least if ICE is going to do their job, actually do their job. Don't go in there masked up, refusing to identify themselves, refusing to read any rights, and hurting people. Do your job like adults. Take the mask off and have due process. America is built on due process. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.